Howard Duff. Howard Duff was born Howard Green Duff on November 24, 1913, in Bremerton, Washington. Hard case leading man Howard Duff built his reputation on radio, where among several other assignments, he was cast as Dashiell Hammett's two-fisted private eye, Sam Spade. He made so vivid an impression in this role that when cast in his first film, Brute Force, in 1947, he was given special billing in the credits as Radio's Sam Spade. His burgeoning film career was slowed down in the early 1950s by the iniquities of the Hollywood blacklist. Duff's no-nonsense image was softened into sitcom buffoonery when, in 1957, he was cast in TV's Mr. Adams and Eve. His co-star was his then-wife, Ida Lupino, and the series producer was Lupino's previous husband, Collier Young. Howard married Ida Lupino in 1951. They had a daughter together, Bridget Duff. They divorced in 1984. Ida was a frequent director for Duff's subsequent TV series Dante in 1960, in which he more or less reprised the Sam Spade characterization. Duff's later TV assignments included a three-year stint starring on Felony Squad from 1966 to 1969 and supporting roles in primetime serials Flamingo Road and Knott's Landing. In the 70s, Howard Duff returned to filmmaking as a character actor, scoring critical successes with his roles as an eternally inebriated relative in Altman's A Wedding in 1978 and as Dustin Hoffman's attorney in Kramer vs. Kramer in 1979. Howard Duff died on July 8, 1990, at the age of 76 from a heart attack. He died in Santa Barbara, California. Information for this audio clip came from your audio series descriptions moderator, Roger Hohenbrink. This audio clip is provided by the Old Time Radio Researchers Group, a group of volunteers dedicated to preserving radio's past. If you are interested in assisting to preserve radio's golden past so that future generations might also enjoy it, we urge you to look into membership in the Old Time Radio Researchers Group. Visit our home on the web at www.otterprojectonline.info. I'm your announcer, Doug Hopkinson.